company here at the radio station, and we have company today to talk about some special things going on at an entity that everybody in our community just loves. We're talking about the Barron River Animal Welfare Association. We're talking about BRAWA. And we have in the studio this morning the general manager of BRAWA. We're talking about Miss Connie Greer. Hey, Connie, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing real good. Just looking forward to, you know, BRAWA is, I'll say this. It's one of those things we have in our community that we love to brag on because it's
good.
It's something that has grown. It is something that continues to accept the challenges, to adjust to the challenges, to make a difference in our community. And in fact, I just know of a lot of other communities who would love to pattern or model what they do in the rescue business as what we do at BRAWA. And hats off to you and the ones who work with you for making that happen, Connie.
Well, many came before me. So we try to do better every day for the welfare of the animals.
And, you know, in talking about being innovative, you guys have come up with a new fundraising challenge that you're going to do. You've patterned it after this fellow that's Rotunda?
Rotunda, Chris Rotunda, okay. Out of Florida.
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, tell everybody who Chris is and tell everybody how that ties to the virtual event that you're going to have coming up real soon at BRAWA.
Okay, well, Chris Rotunda had a shelter dog named Jordan.
Okay.
And Jordan passed away from cancer in 2018. Mm-hmm. Chris decided to do some things in memory of his dog. He started doing things just throughout the state of Florida. Then he was featured on the Dodo for staying in a dog kennel for 72 hours.
Tell everybody what the Dodo is.
The Dodo is a network that features all kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's things that are special needs. But it's a really, if you've never been or listened to the Dodo, you want to look up the Dodo, and there's just so much on there.
How do you spell that?
D-O-D-O.
Okay, hey, well, I don't know.
It's very easy. But Chris stayed in a kennel for 72 hours to bring awareness to how it feels to be an animal inside of a shelter.
Wow.
What they go through, the stress and so on, and the emotional strain of an animal waiting for their forever home.
That sounds to me like that he has had firsthand experience, and this project that you all are looking to use as a fundraiser, I want to plug in his experiences with what you guys are wanting to pull off out there at BRAWA.
Okay, well, it's with his help. What we did is I personally had been emailing him about mm-hmm. coming to our shelter. Last year, he went across the country mm-hmm. and went to 250 shelters and rescues, helping to raise awareness and funds for privileged, I guess, shelters in the rural area,
mm-hmm.
Underfunded, I should say. He also wanted to make sure he brought to light the animals that were in the shelter, what he calls the unnoticed noticed. And then this year, he decided he's going to make it bigger and better, and he's hitting 300 shelters and rescues. We were chosen one out of three in the state of Kentucky.
My goodness, that says a whole lot for what you all do down there every day.
Yeah, we are super, super excited. He'll be here on June 15th mm-hmm. From 5 to 9.
Okay.
And basically what it is, it's a four-hour live fundraiser on Facebook.
Okay.
We already have it posted on our Facebook page. You can donate now, or you can donate the night of the actual event.
Okay.
And what he does is he tries to drum up excitement with different challenges with mm-hmm. the staff, volunteers, and mm-hmm. people within the community that we have invited out.
Okay.
We will have a dunk tank, so people will be getting dunked for...
Yeah.
For a good cause. We will have pies in the face. We mm-hmm. will have peanut butter puppy kisses. We mm-hmm. will have what's called cheese toes with his puppies licking cheese off your toes.
Yeah, hey, that's, you know, that could take a while for,
yeah.
Some dogs really like to savor that cheese.
And they could nip to.
That's right, that's right.
We'll have a tug of war. There's going to be all kinds of exciting things going on. During that night, we're actually going to be open. We've never been open in the evening before. Mm-hmm. This is a Wednesday night, and we're closed on Wednesdays. So from 5 to 9, we will have open adoptions as well. Mm-hmm. We will have 50% off all adult dog adoptions, trying to get everyone out of the shelter.
You know, people don't have to think back very far to see how far we've come with respect to Brawa.
Yes.
Well, I remember when we had no shelter, then what we had was about 7 kennels going into the landfill.
Yes,
right
that's
there
right.
on the left.
That's right.
I mean,
right.
And you know, we thought, well, hey, that's neat. At least it's nothing compared to what we have now, because finally, folks says we really need to do something, and Brawa has stepped up and really is very creative, making a difference. But it takes people, and it takes village. It takes fundraising. It takes all the different things, because it is a very, very important part of our community.
Absolutely. Time. We absolutely cannot do what we do without the support of our community.
Right.
So we would like to see everyone who would like to come out. Mm-hmm. If they can't come out, mm-hmm. they can tune in to Facebook Live. Yep. It's right on our Facebook page, and watch these challenges, mm-hmm. and donate. Please share our fundraiser as well. The more we get it out there, the bigger this can be.
And what a, you know, sometimes I guess folks realize that you all are really busy out there, Brawa, but what a wonderful way for the public who's never had a reason to come down there, just to come down and see what we have, how far it's come from that little 7 compartment thing out there going into the landfill.
Absolutely.
It's come a long way.
It absolutely has, and kudos to Margie Patton.
Oh, gosh.
Margie Patton and so many mm-hmm. hours and countless volunteers that have just put in so much time that have come before me. kudos to them. We just keep trying to do bigger and better every year. We're very proud of our shelter.
I remember interviewing Margie Patton years ago on these airways, and I said, let me introduce you to Margie Patton. She says, most people know me as the dog lady.
Yes, she is the dog lady. Absolutely.
And that's a compliment, I assure you.
Yes.
Okay, Connie, so you said there's a couple other things y'all got going on you want to bring up?
Yeah. Before we go there, let me give you some places that you can go as far as this fundraiser. If you are not comfortable donating on Facebook, you can go to PayPal. It's mm-hmm. BrawaPawPrint@gmail.com. We also have donor box on our website at BrawaShelter.org, or simply in person at 175 Trojan Trail. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you. And those companies out there can do company matches at different milestones throughout the event. But our Facebook event is at Facebook.com/BrawaShelter/. And then we have coming up mm-hmm. on Saturday, June 4th, is our 12th annual Shake Your Paw Ball.
No,
we're so excited
about
that.
That is that's a happening, shaking event for sure.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. There's a dinner and live music from Tyrone Dunn and the Kinfolk, mm-hmm. a silent auction. It's a wonderful night out. If you're looking to take your wife or your girlfriend out, it's a wonderful night out for a great cause. Tickets are still available at the shelter.
And you can, I'm sure, go online and read more about that. Just like, let's give everybody the date again for this fundraiser. It's June the 15th, is that right?
June the 15th, Jordan's Way will be here in Glasgow, Kentucky from 5 to 9.
All right, and maybe we get a little closer to June the 15th. You can come back and give us another, shout-out reminder, okay?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, Connie, thank you for coming by
here.
Well,
thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you out here, and we look forward to hearing more good things about something that we're very proud of.
Well, thank you.
The Brenner Animal Welfare Association and the heritage that it has and the good things it continues to do.
Thank you.
Thank you for your leadership.